Father, we come in Jesus' name and we just give you all the thanks. And oh God, what you've done. Oh, hallelujah, in giving us everything. In giving us everything, hallelujah. Your Son does everything. And God, thank you. Thank you that in him we have confidence. In him we have boldness. In him we have access. In him, praise God, is rest and peace and joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh God, the peace that passes understanding. And it's all understanding, God, not just some. Lord, the ones that are looking out today, wondering what's going on. And God, we rest in that you know. And Lord, in that we know that it is well. And we know, Lord God, that you are faithful and true. That, Lord, you abide faithful always. Always. Even if we believe not, you abide faithful. Even when we're otherwise minded, you said, I will make that known unto you. You are the faithful one. And thank you, God, your word, it's causing us to have faith in your faithfulness. God, your word is giving us love because you first loved us. Lord, thank you again for this great grace and mercy. Lord, thank you that you have prepared this feast. God, may your spirit have full reign. May he give all utterance, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going to Ephesians chapter 3. And ones that ask me, well, is it a Mother's Day message? My, oh my, I don't think we've ever come in here without a Mother's Day message. Amen. A Father's Day message. Just a message, praise God, for every life. And I thank the Lord, especially for my precious mom, and I pray that somehow, some way, the Lord quickened her in that technology this morning that she's online. And we'll believe God for that. But here we go, Ephesians 3 there. The word on Wednesday, well, the word on Wednesday is the word on every day, but I'll tell you, the Wednesday studies that God has been bringing, and it's God that brings these things. We know that. It's His Spirit. As I mentioned earlier, the glory to glory that is just going on, and I mean, really, I thank the Lord. I know my life, and I know I'm not alone, because this is what He's doing. Those that are entering in, you're in a warp speed glory of glory to glories. I mean, you really are. It's warp speed. Things are just, again, being shown in such abundance and revealed, and God in his faithfulness said, you know, that Holy Ghost that I've given you, he takes the things of my Son and he shows them unto you. He makes them your own. He just reveals them in such wonder and height. And I tell you, I believe, Lord, I know you continue to expand us wineskins here as we expand the more as he brings the more joy in. And I know that nothing's hard for you and that you can continue on, but I'm about to burst. So Jesus, I need a body like unto your own. And I believe we are right about there. Thinking about our precious sister Hazel and all these ones that God has taken, Brother Byrne and Sister Hazel and so many that God has quickened, Fernie and all. At this time, I mean, it's more and more, more and more. And I know he's shaking us up. I mean, it's just kind of getting ready to completely go, as Sister was rejoicing about today. And I pray that we believe the Word of God. I know there's a lot of Christians that quit believing in the rapture. I feel sorry for them. Don't quit believing in the Word of God. You know, they quit believing in the Word of God, and I tell you, go back and read the birth of Christ. They'd quit believing in it. They were all excited for hundreds of years, and then it kind of faded away. Well, you know, it's been a long time. Jesus said, a day with me is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. You know, you can do that math, can't you? I mean, he's been gone in that regard a little over 2 days. Come on. We're talking God's time, and you know what? I believe we're on God's time, aren't we? Not on our time. So these are just things to ponder in such beauty and joy when unbelief is around you, and people that just don't want to have joy because they refuse the word of God. And I'm talking about God's people. I'm talking about God's people. We need the word of God. But in Ephesians 3, verse 12, in whom, oh my, it's like every hair on my body just stood up again. In Christ, in whom, in him. We have, I just own that. You've got it. This is yours. You possess this. Amen? Because he's given it to you. When he gives it to you, it's free. He gives it to you, it's everything. In Christ, we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. And I love that I can tell you, you may not feel it, but it don't matter what you feel. It matters what he says. And I'm here to tell you, Christian, you got this. You've got this. And I thank the Lord that in Christ we have boldness, we have access, and we have confidence by the faith of him. In Christ we know we have everything. Everything. We do not lack a thing. Amen, sister. Praise God. We're born of God in Christ. We're blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And I'll tell you, as he began to speak those words to our hearts on Wednesday night, he just whispered them. It's like you're hearing it over and over in all these different ways. Honey, you have boldness and you have access and you have confidence. And then I could hear him say, trust me. I mean, I could audibly hear in my heart this as the message was going on. Trust me. And it was precious because he reminded me of that trust that just a week earlier there was a precious sister that God had us visiting, and she was a little bit, we all get that way. We can get a little bit consumed by something. And the Lord just touched my heart and I said, honey, it's not trying, it's trusting. It's not trying, it's trusting. It's not in your trying, it's in trusting God. And as the Lord brought me here today, by the grace of God, may the Lord bring us out of the prison. And it is, it's a prison of our trying. And Lord, let us just enter so sweetly in the victory of trusting you. From the very beginning, you think about God and his encouragement about trusting him. He showed us very early on, Cain tried. I mean, Cain, he tried. He had sweat on his brow. He was out there to do it. And he put so much of himself into it. But all that trying, what happened? It failed. And there was little Abel. Praise God, he trusted. And he received, praise the Lord. King Saul, he tried. Over and over he tried, but he failed. But then there was a little sweet guy named David. And he really wasn't that sweet, as we found out about his life. We'll talk about that in just a minute too. But one thing about David, he trusted God. And I'll tell you what, he reigned in glory. I think about old Peter. You talk about a fella that was amped up in trying. Man, he had trying written all over his t-shirts. I'm trying harder than you. Can't you try as hard as me? You know, it's just kind of like that kind of guy. Huh? That's what Peter did. He tried to prove his love for the Lord. He tried to prove amongst his brethren how faithful he was to God and beyond anybody else. He tried and he tried and he tried, and he failed so miserably every single time that he tried in his own strength. Because the only success we'll ever have, and Peter finally found it out, was in trusting God. You know, you think about all of those disciples, but you think about Peter, and he did, and especially in those early days, and he battled with trying, didn't he? Yes, he did. Trying to be acceptable to men, trying to be this, trying to prove this. But then there was this guy, his name was John. It didn't seem like, if you ever read about John's life, man, that guy, maybe he just couldn't do anything. But there's one thing he could do, He could take his head and he could lay it on Jesus' breast. That's one thing he did. And he will always be known as the disciple that Jesus loved. And let me tell you something. Jesus loved them all. But Jesus loved John's trust. Jesus loved John's trust. Jesus loves your trust. And we can go on in realms today. You talk about that virtuous woman. It says the heart of the husband doth rest in her. Because she trusts in the husband. She's fully confident in that man. And that man then rests in the trust that she has in him. Praise God. It's amazing how wonderful that bridal pair is. Amen. Now, I thank God over the years we've heard the statement, know, reckon, and yield. Beautiful to know the word of God. Reckon it, count it done, and yield to it. And today the Lord encouraged my heart, hear, believe, and trust. You hear the word, you believe the word, and by the grace of God, you trust the word. Trust is faith in action. Trust is faith in action. See, brothers and sisters, I can believe God for my life, and I pray I do believe God for my life by his grace. But then there comes a time where the rubber hits the road, and here comes the trial. And what's going to happen is faith is either going to waver or faith is going to lock down in trust. It's going to lock in and it's going to trust God. Abraham, he left the comfort of a career. He left the comfort of a home, knowing not where he would go, as the word of God said. Why? Because he trusted God. There was Moses. He was in the comfort of Egypt, in a sense. Come on, you know this. This life of luxury and comfort. There was some fame, I'm sure, in his life. But he left all that. And why? Because he trusted God. Why were all the worthies of faith worthy? Was it because of their great acts? Was it because of the things that they did? Was it because they tried so hard? No, it was because they trusted God. Amen. Amen. They were the worthies of faith because of faith. And when faith gave them opportunity to be alive and quickened in their life, praise God, they did not waver in faith. They locked in and believed God and trusted him. They trusted in the word of God. They trusted in the promises of God. They trusted in God's word. Whether it was audible or whether it was written, they believed what God said. Daniel, the three Hebrew children, the Ruth, the Esther, all of those different ones, they locked in, trusting God and trusting the voice of God and trusting the ways of God and trusting the faithfulness of God. Now, we just spoke of David, and you think about King David's life. I'll tell you what, he had a treasure vault of trusting God. He really did. There's nobody in the Word of God, if you go back and look up the word trust, nobody can get even close to the benchmark of David using the word trust. Trusted, trusteth, over and over throughout the Psalms, over and over throughout everything that was across his heart. There was nothing sweeter to David's life than trusting God. And you know why? Because he knew that trusting God worked for everything in his life. It worked for everything. It never failed him. Here he is. Do we trust him? This is the Word. He's the Word. The Word was made flesh, dwelt among us. He's the Word. Do we trust that Word? Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, those disciples, see, They were hanging around Jesus when they could see him present. You saw? But the problem was, is they were going by their sight, going by feeling. And they weren't hearing what he said, the voice of God, as he spoke to them all those years. All the things that the prophets wrote of, everything that Jesus told him was going to happen, he told them. But they still would not trust him. They heard, they were occupied around faith, but they didn't enter into trust. But see, the Lord knows what he's doing. He put them in a place where he had to trust him, didn't he? Amen. Okay. It's not that, well, this ain't working. No, this is the plan of God. And in that plan, I'll tell you what, he's pleased with one thing, and that's faith. Amen. And that faith, praise God, in action. He wants you to trust me. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to go and I'm going to offer my life. I'm going to give up the ghost. They can't take my life from me. I give it. And I take it up again. I hold that cross together. I give those men that strength to even hammer them nails in my hands. Can you imagine that? It's all set. The Lamb of God. And he came and he died. And then, praise God, he was in that tomb for 3 days and three nights. And I'll tell you what, there was panic. Oh, yeah. They'd heard all that stuff. They talked about faith, but here came the opportunity. You talk about the rubber hitting the road. Jesus actually died. He wasn't kidding. Come on. You've been there too. You know it. He put you in that place. He told you, especially in Paul's gospel, he's told us, you want to reign with me, honeys, you're going to suffer. And then he put you in that place, just like that place. Those sweet ones were, and I will say those sweet disciples. And there they were. And oh my, he that is faithful and true, he knew what he would have to do to stir them up. Amen. He'd have to appear to them. He'd have to encourage their faith. He'd have to have ones come and even tell that they'd seen, but yet, you know what? They had to see him. This word is your own. And you can't go off of anybody else's faith, honeys. You have to see him. You have to trust him. And it's so wonderful. It's so marvelous to trust in Jesus. There's nothing more exciting in a life. Just in a little way like today. As we come here, praise God. A new little chapter of faith. A new little precious time to believe God even a little bit more. Not to be with the ones that are murmuring, well, I thought it would be this way and I thought it would be that way. I'm so thankful. Lord, I want you to have your way. Amen. Your way. That's the exciting way. I'll tell you what, if you had my vantage point right now, who would have ever thunk this would have been like this? Oh my, but I'll tell you what, the word of God will never be muzzled. The word of God will always go forth. They tried to destroy it over and over and over. But the thing they'll never get, you're never going to come up against a man. My goodness, you're going to face my God. The apple of his eye, oh yes. His beloved, highly favored. Man, I'm gathered here today with the elect of God. And I'm not here to flatter you. I'm just telling you what he told us. And how I thank God for it. Because if there's ever a thing to be thankful and proud about, I'll tell you what, you better be proud of the gospel of Christ. Amen. So here old David was. that treasure vault of trust. No writer comes close to writing about trust. Nothing sweeter to this sweet man's life than trusting God. Now you think about that and you'd say, well, sure, those highlights of trusting God. When he got out there and he saw the army shaken and he was just a boy and he said, what are you doing? That's an uncircumcised Philistine out there. He cursing our God. I'm going to go unto him in the name of the Lord God of hosts. Trust in God. Trusting God as the Lord encouraged and called him to be a king is just really just a very young person. Amen. But those weren't the highlights of trusting God for David. If he stood here before you, he'd say, oh, no, 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 no. Here's the highlights of him trusting God. When the Lord put in his heart to do good unto King Saul, put in his heart to continue to try to be at peace with him over and over and over. And how was that returned? Almost 10 years, David was hunted like a partridge. He had to hide in caves and rocks. For all of those years, a highlight of trusting God is trusting God when it's not what you planned on. That's trusting God. How about those dark days for David? When those wretched acts of flesh came forth. Huh? Oh, the would not sin. Go back and listen to that one. The treasure and crowning of your life. Oh, yeah. But there he was. That horrible adultery, fornication came. And then even the murder of Uriah. David would say it was one of the greatest highlights of my life of trusting God. Amen. Why is that? Trusting God in your failure. Trusting God even in your disobedience. Trusting God that, you know what, he ain't moved, so why should I? Trusting God as David wrote, though I make my bed in hell, he's with me. Praise the Lord. Now, finally, I think about, too, thinking of Mother's Day, the attempts of David to appease and trying to appease Absalom. He continued to try to help him. Notice I'm using trying. David tried to encourage, but all that encouragement did was enable. His trying enabled Absalom to more defiance, more ungodly behavior. How about a highlight of trusting God when you're wrong? Amen. Come on. I know that's hard. Trusting God, I'll tell you what God did when he puts your trying to an abrupt end. And I came in today and I said, oh Lord, in Jesus' name, would you put an abrupt end to my trying? In Jesus' name, for my brethren, to finally put a stop on my trying and shake me up to trusting God. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. To help me, God, from chasing my tail of trying. Thinking something's changed in my life, but it never left. Staying in that trying of dysfunction over and over and over. Lord, help me to set my face to you and completely trust you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And I mean it. Come on, all of us. In this day and how it's magnified right now. Whether it's our marriage or your job or your health or your children. Are you going to continue to waste your time trying to figure it out? Trying to figure out how to make this work? Trying to understand what happened? I'll tell you the one thing that will never change. Happy is the man who trusts in the Lord. I mean, that never changes. You want to flip on happy in your house? Trust God. I'm serious. If you're trusting God, there's a blessing that'll come into your life. The Word of God tells you that. You're blessed. I want to be blessed. I am blessed. But I want to enjoy those blessings. I don't want to just have something and not enjoy it. Remember Brother Hill talking about that, those people that had all those millions and millions of dollars and they just hoarded it in jars or whatever. They never wrote one check on it. They lived like paupers and they were millionaires in a time where $1 million was a lot of money. That's God's precious people when you don't know the Word of God and don't trust the Word of God for your life. It's not something to just get happy about on a Sunday. My goodness, brothers and sisters, this is what we breathe. Our life, we live by the faith of the Son of God. That's why we have that boldness and access and confidence. By the faith of Him. By the faith of Him. And that's what's so beautiful about the Lord. He set everything in our favor because the only way a life of a Christian lives is by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Oh, God, help us to trust You. Amen? Amen? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. My sweet wife. One of her favorite verses. She wrote it all over the house. Little notes to the kid. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Trust Him. The Word, it's the lamp unto my feet. Amen. Trust Him. The Word, it's the light unto my path. I think about how many of us are trying to figure out, what's my calling? What's my path? What should I do? My career? Young people thinking of those things. Just trust God. Trust God. Your life, praise God. I will say, our father, Abraham, amen? By faith, by trusting God. And what an example, as God called him out, he didn't know where he was going. I'll tell you, for each and every one of us, you may think you know where you're going. You don't. You don't. You may think, but quit that. Because God will take that and put an abrupt end to it. He changes things just like this. He wants you to trust Him. It's not pulling the rug from out from under you. That's not it. He just wants you to lay hold of Him. Lay hold of Him. He's got it. He really has this. I'll tell you what, you go out in your own path, and I can testify of this. It's a way of destruction. It's not for us to go defining how we're going to walk or what we're going to do. It's God's choice. We're His. We're bought with the precious blood of Jesus. When will we get over that and really say, Lord, I'm Yours? Oh, sometimes it may seem like I walked into a trap. Sometimes it might seem like I'm at a dead end in my life. But I love Psalm 112:7. And I'll say it like this. Be not afraid when you get bad news. That's how that interprets it. Be not afraid when you get bad news. Anybody like bad news? You best not be raising your hand out there. But you know, sometimes you can begin to smile, trust God, even in that infirmity. Glory in Him even. But He said in Psalm 112:7, be not afraid of bad news. But then you move on over to Psalm 18:2 and it says, the Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my God, my strength. In whom I will trust. Psalm 37:5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust in Him. And what? He'll bring it to pass. See, you want God to bring it to pass. Think of that. God bring it to pass for your life. Not you bring it to pass. But God bring it to pass. Amen. And brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. He's forever faithful. He's faithful to the end. And as we conclude today, really in Jesus' name, Lord, help us to put away the trying and lock into trust in God. And I tell you, preparing for these limited attended services, I remember Brother Hill saying, and I said the same thing, Lord, has it come to this? Has it come to this? And I said to him, are you sure? Are you sure, Lord? And I heard him say, son, will you trust me? Son, will you trust me? Well, how could I say no to that? I mean, really, God tell you that? But you know what's funny about that, saints? He's telling us that all the time. God's telling you that. Will you trust me? And to think about very God of very God, so merciful that he even asks us. That he even asks us. But he can't help himself. And he always will. Will you trust me? Will you trust me? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. That sign coming out there every time to preach. Right above that door. Yes, Lord. I see it every single time. I will. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you for Jesus. And in his name we come praising, rejoicing, thanking you in all things, always for all things. Lord, we know that you know the way we take. Lord, thank you for this encouragement of faith to trust you and to only trust you. God, not our feelings, not our sight, not our gut. Lord, to trust your word. It's always faithful. It's always true. Thank you, Lord, for this time you've given. Thank you for these services, because this is what you have given, and what you have given is always exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. And that's the truth. And in that, we say thank you that we trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.